So this coming Shabbos, again, before Purim always, is Parsha Zachor. A couple of references in the Torah to Amalek, the Rishis of Amalek. The one that we'll read is, of course, in Kisetze. Zachoris asher asal lecha Amalek, baderech betzeischem mitzrayim, asher korcha baderech, vayezneh b'chol konech hashalim acharecha, yata'ayef yageh b'lir elhim, vayabaniach an elahecha lecha mikol aivecha, misavah b'artshra, an elahecha nosein lecha nachla, Lushta Timcha Zechar Amalek Mitachas Shemaim Lo Tishkach. So Lo Tishkach, we are obligated to expunge the recollection of Amalek from the world. But yet, there's also a parsha about Amalek in Bishalach. What it says, Vayomar Moshe Ksov Zozikon B'Sefer V'Simbios Ne Yoshua Kimacho Emcha Zechar Amalek Mitachas Shemaim. Vayivin Moshe Mizbeach Mekor Shmo Adonai Nisi Vadonai Vayomer Kiyad Al Kes Yah Mechamal Alam Amalek Midor Dor. So in Shalach it talks about God expunging the memory of Amalek. So what is the difference? So one was a physical annihilation and the other was a spiritual annihilation. In other words, after Sancheiriv came and he moved all the people, and as he switched all the populations from their indigenous place to another place, so it's no longer within our ability to physically destroy Amalek. They're physically no longer identifiable. However, the Amalek use, the philosophy of Amalek, that's all over the place. You want to look for the Amalek, look at ISIS. You want to look at the Palestinian Authority. Look at Hamas. Look at the Islamic Jihad and all the rest of them. So that we have an obligation to destroy and to expunge. And so what is it that brings this, the hypocrisy of Amalek to the fore? That's why we read for Parsha Amalek in Kitetze. Because we're supposed to remember what? That Asher Korcha Baderech, Vayazneh B'chol Kanech Shalim Acharecha, Va'ata Yoyef Yageh V'lir Elohim. In other words, Amalek, nations go to war for many reasons. Number one, they go to war to protect their property. Well, we were Baderech, we were on the road. Other times they go to show their military prowess, how strong they are, how great they are. What do? They ran after the weak ones in the end, not, you know, to show their power. And all the different things that you see that Amalek did to take more land. We had no more land. To protect their own land, we weren't near them. To show their how great they are. All these different things. So the idea is that they attacked for one reason, anti-Semitism. Complete and utter cruelty, which you see trying to resurface its head now all across the country with these bomb threats and everything else that are going on. And my Rebbe de Gonolim, Ravarn Levi Soloveitchik, Schutu again, Lenu said, we don't fight the fire of Amalek with the fire of Amalek. We fight the fire of Amalek with the fire of Yadus. That, in other words, with devotion, with outstanding midos, that's how we fight Amalek. That's how we always won in the past. What through our tefilos? So we see him in Bishalach, Moshe went up to the mountain, he prayed, and this is a part of tomorrow with Tiny Sester, why we're going to dive in tomorrow, because it shows you Tiny Sester, the power when the Jewish people come together, the power of our prayer can't be undone by any force on this earth. So may we be Zoch in our generation to finally do our part to expunge, to cause the theology and the philosophy of Amalek to be wiped out from off the face of the earth. And in so doing, we'll live up to our responsibility and to our tzivoy of Macho Timcha Zech Amalek, that we should expunge and eliminate the memory of Amalek.